Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Siski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Gantenbein. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, D. Miles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Rubeling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Porter Vaughn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Porter Vaughn. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball four. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards short. Brancato reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantenbein for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rubeling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Rubeling moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hefner moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hefner scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantenbein fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rubeling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brancato. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0-for-1 in the game. Siski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miles. Siski reaches second base with a double. McQuinn moves to third. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to home to get McQuinn. Siski moves to third. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Siski scores. Kennedy moves to third. Hefner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rubeling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs, who is chasing the ball. Rubeling reaches third base with a triple. Hayes scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gantenbein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantenbein takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moses takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to third. Gantenbein moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-2 in the game. Miles hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vaughn scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Browns. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantenbein scores. Moses moves to third. It's Browns, 4, Athletics, 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rubeling hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Siski hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Rubeling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny McCoy pinch hits for Porter Vaughn. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. McCoy reaches second base with a double. Brancato moves to third. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gantenbein hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Moses is walked intentionally. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brancato scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. George Caster now pitching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rubeling misplays the ball. That's an error on Rubeling. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Rubeling hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hogue pinch hits for George Siski. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue takes first base on ball 4. Joe Grace pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantenbein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Bob Swift now catching. Joe Grace now playing right field. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 4 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Caster covering, for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.